Jesus was his physical man. Entering the gratitude, I hope Thanksgiving was meaningful and happy for you. I hope that attitude of gratitude can bring her. An attitude of gratitude as we approach our gospel reading today from Jesus. One of his last teachings before he ascends into
heaven. After, right before his death and resurrection. It's an attitude of gratitude with Jesus. I titled it, "Wow, Jesus, it's you. It's you, Jesus, after all," when we least expect him. Gospel means good news, and the Gospel of Matthew is the good news of Jesus. And our reading today is good news in Jesus. Maybe you can relate. I am often surprised myself by good news. Sometimes it's not an attitude of gratitude. Meaning, if you're like me, I often expect bad news. There's a lot of bad news. Good news, I think, when it's really good, can come as a surprise. And I like to be surprised by good news. And our gospel reading today, I think, does that when you look at it. There's some bad news, sure, but there's a surprise of good news. Isn't that how daily life often works on the least of the days? Our gospel reading today is from Matthew chapter 25. The Gospel of Matthew only has 28 chapters. We're near the end. Jesus is near the end of his mission to save the world. This occurs right before his passion. And just as the death of Jesus is bad news, and the resurrection of Jesus, Matthew 28, he's risen, good news, we get a mix of that right here in Matthew chapter 25. Do you want the bad news or the good news first? If you're like me, I always take the bad news first. Let's start with the bad news from our reading today. In our gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 25, Jesus describes the final judgment. We got it in the prophet Ezekiel hundreds of years before. There's a shepherd. There are sheep and different kinds of sheep. Jesus describes sheep and goats. It's an old image for the people of Israel, now for all the nations. We believe that Jesus will return and be our judge. Jesus says in our gospel reading today that the Son of Man, meaning Jesus, will come in glory. He'll have all his angels with him. He'll sit on his glorious throne. And before Jesus, the Lord and judge, the nations will be gathered together. There will be nowhere to hide. All peoples everywhere. Jesus, the Son of Man and the Son of God, will separate people from one another as a shepherd separates sheep from goats. The sheep Jesus will place on his favored side. And the goats Jesus will place on the unfavored side. Jesus uses sheep and goats to describe what the final judgment will be like. And Jesus is the judge, but he's also, if you remember right, he's also the good shepherd. He's also the good shepherd who calls his sheep by name. The followers of Jesus are his sheep, the sheep of his pasture. Jesus protects and gives eternal life. There are those then who believe and follow Jesus and those who do not believe and not follow Jesus. And this is hard teaching and it's not always good news. Especially, right? Many of us probably know someone close to us, maybe even in our family, who doesn't believe in Jesus or follow Jesus or want anything to do with Jesus. I always take the bad news first. Gospel means good news, right? We don't believe in bad news, ultimately. And amidst this bad news, there's a recurring gospel message in our reading. Wow, Jesus, it's you. He shows up. Jesus is identified in our reading as a judge, but wow, if you're paying attention, he's also the shepherd. Wow, Jesus, you're the judge and the shepherd. Woo. Jesus, the other sheep, see in Jesus too. He wants to call and guide and bless all sheep, it says in John's gospel, not just those on the favored side. He wants to favor everybody. He came for all. He's got other sheep, he says, he wants to bring in. Jesus, the good shepherd, good news for all. Wow, Jesus, it's you. You want everyone here, don't you? In your favor and peace. You're the one who gives life for the world. And when we consider our salvation, right, that God saves you or me, frankly, that's a miracle. That someone would love me that much. Wow, Jesus, you're my savior. Wow, you choose even me. And for all the skeptics and the unknowns, we point always to the good news of Jesus, the good shepherd, Jesus, the savior, that when others see that love of Jesus, that good news of Jesus in us, they would say, wow, Jesus, it's you. It's you after all. You love me too. See, our gospel reading goes on. Jesus says to the sheep, the believers, the followers of Jesus, inherit the kingdom prepared before the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick. You visited me. I was even in prison and you came to see me. Take these words to heart. There's some bad news. We can always do better. We can always do more to serve Jesus. We should always do better. We should always do more to serve others. I mean, really, how many times, come on, have we failed to give when we could have given not just a little more? How many times have we failed to visit or even text someone who needed, I'll do it tomorrow? How many times have we not been there for someone in need? Come on, it's too many times to count. If we're judged by Jesus for what we have not done, what we fail to do, what we should have done, we're hopeless. We're all hopeless. And that's why our reading continues. There's bad news, right? But there's always good news. Wow, Jesus, it's you? That's what the sheep say. Wow, Jesus, it's you? Jesus, when did I see you hungry or thirsty or naked? Jesus, that wasn't you, was it? The one in prison? The one in the ICU, Jesus, that was you? Jesus answered, truly or literally, amen. What you did to one of these, the least of my brothers, you did it to me. Wow. Jesus, it's you. I thought I was just feeding those in need, like at Thanksgiving time. I thought we were just visiting the sick like you're supposed to do. You mean, Jesus, that was you? I mean, you were really the one in need and sick? What does the Bible say? It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Huh. Wow, Jesus, it's you? Faith and trust in Jesus Christ, they alone save. As Christians, we believe in Jesus. This saves us. We follow Jesus. Good works, mercy, love flow from a heart of faith. And loving others, especially the least among us, is exactly what faith does. It's exactly what Jesus does in us and through us. Faith believes, love gives. when we remember and provide for those most in need, those most in crisis, those sick, those destitute, when we love to give to the least among us, that's when we give like Jesus. And that's when we give to Jesus. And Jesus, although he's the greatest, right? What does he become? The least, he says. He becomes the least. He came not to be served, but to serve. To follow Jesus is to give to the least, to give to Jesus. It is our hope that when we reach that final judgment, when this life has passed, when Jesus, the good shepherd, guides us in his favor, we will then realize in love that all the good that we did in this life, all the ways that we gave, all the mercy we showed, all of it were given to Jesus. What does the Bible say? To God alone be the glory. The goats in the parable, the unbelievers, the unfollowers of Jesus, they don't recognize Jesus either. For them, a homeless person is just a homeless person. There's probably some political reason. It's just someone to step over. Jesus is not there. He's not there at all. Finally, all will realize, wow, Jesus, that's you. You're the one and only Lord of all. Who do we have a hard time serving and loving? Who do we ignore? For all the troublemakers and difficult people, learn to say, wow, Jesus, it's you. The holiday and Christmas season is usually the time when people tend to give the most. That's true. It's a special time of year when the Scrooges and the greedy of the world somehow find a power to give, to remember the least among us. There's planning, there's food to make, there's songs to sing. In all of the preparation and plans, remember, wow, Jesus, it's you. It's your birthday. It's your salvation. It's you who were born in a stable in poverty, homeless. Wow, Jesus, it's you. You're the one who loves me forever. Jesus, our good shepherd, our judge, our Lord. For I was hungry, Jesus says, and you gave me food. I was sick, Jesus confesses, and you visited me. Wow, Jesus, it's you. You're the one we get to serve again and again. Amen.